I did mention that you didn't have to count us down, but it's perfectly fine.
Number four. I am number four.
31 episodes in, just figuring out you are number four.
Who does number four work for? That doesn't sound right.
No, it doesn't quite work.
No, it doesn't work the same.
Damn it.
Nice try, though.
Yeah.
Good effort. I was told before the recording that I smack your ass and say good game. It's not gay, so.
Yeah, as long.
Good game.
If you want an excuse to slap someone's ass, as long as you say good game, it's all good.
I mean, if there's anything that adolescent sports has taught us, it's that mitigates any homosexual overtones. Good call.
Can you imagine on the court someone just runs up to you, slap your ass, and didn't say anything?
Or they did that and they just left the court. Oh, blow.
Dang it.
Good Jeez. Lord. Maybe we should stop saying good game because it's ruining
this is a terrible game.
Everything that's happening with the Washington Capitals, the local hockey team of note, is not going well when we say the phrase good game. So
hey, they're doing one of those like live watching party things tonight, right?
Yeah, we're doing a live podcast.
Right?
As the game goes on. Yes, they are. Okay. Yes, in DC. Correct.
Yeah.
We should be there as opposed to doing this. Yeah. But it's fine.
I was like, when do we start doing that? Because this is the first one that they're doing today.
Yeah, you tell me, Pop. You let me know.
All right.
We'll head out.
Well, way. You know.
Well, of course, if they make it
Thursday,
out.
It's Thursday, you know. It's tough.
Especially when you wake up at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Ay, ay, ay.
That's really rough.
Yeah.
A little too rough.
Let's take a nap on the show right here, right now.
I could. I could pass out right now.
Or we could start the show.
Or not. Nah.
It's worth a shot. From the sanitized nap pod in Fairfax, Virginia, this is the Bad Slam Podcast, episode 31. Welcome back, boys. We are the unholy triumvirate, Asian John, Jack, Ice, back at full force.
Yo.
Yay. I'm very glad to see you. I'm a little scared as to how this episode is going to go, given the chatter that took place before the show, and actually before you guys even got here, but not operating at full strength, even though we'll try. The host. We are at full strength for the show, but it should be interesting nonetheless. You can find us on badslant.com. Find us on Instagram and Twitter at badslant. If you're listening to this within the sound of a voice, you're listening on the website or anywhere fine podcasts are found, be that Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, Stitcher, the like. We appreciate it. Make sure you subscribe and give us a 5-star review, and as always, support us on the tab on our website, badslant.com/support, we got links to Amazon and Target. Yes, we fancy like that. And we've been crowing about this stupid cartoon movie for so damn long. I think it may have come out on Blu-ray, DVD like a month ago. But
yes.
Now, if you have shit-dicked around enough, you can find it on Amazon and Target.com. For $15.
What movie is this?
That is Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Oh, timely. I think you might have just tucked that away on the board, right?
This is not leaving the board.
Yeah, it's only been like a month since we last referenced Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. And by the time we're through with it, the sequel will come out. So if you haven't seen it yet, what the hell are you waiting for?
$15.
Yeah, it's the time to jump on the grenade and grab you a copy. Either site, you know. I don't know how the MSRP varies on a DVD between Amazon and Target, but either somebody's flexing nuts and saying they can negotiate better, or someone's full of shit.
Is this the just the Blu-ray, or is this that 4K version with Blu-ray combo DVD package thing? Do you know which one it is?
I saw a series of pluses when I pulled the item up the first time. Bear with me just a moment.
It's the Blu-ray, and then DVD and plus digital. Yeah.
And okay. Digital, yeah. Yes.
But not the 4K.
Not the 4K.
Yeah.
Man, who the hell has a 4K television?
Wait.
I do, too. I'm a horse's ass. Anyway, wherever you want to watch the thing, on your Blu-ray, on the TV, digitally, you can get it by buying this on Target.com or Amazon for $15. So jump all over that. And now listen to the dulcet tones of Ice singing the Sunflower.
This song makes me so calm, so
this,
happy.
This is a really happy song. You know,
really happy.
There's some songs like I watch Black. We all seen Black Panther, but that All the Stars song that hits right when last scene in the movie and then credits roll, like it's pitch perfect. Like it, like that was the perfect song. Either they built it out that way or I'm not sure, but however they came about having that song available for that ending scene was perfect. And they're both nodding. So. Audio medium, but they're both nodding.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember the song. I can't remember the song.
Well, you have another song blasting in your ears. It's tough for me to think about it, too.
Maybe you want to fade that guy out a little bit.
All the Stars?
Yeah, Kendrick.
Yeah, Kendrick Lamar.
Can you?
God, hold on.
I need to hear it now.
We're just going to spend the first 10 minutes
Let's
of the show.
Let's just listen to music for this
drops.
Episode.
Hey, you know what? Pull up that little Nas. Make sure you got
Let's
that thing
Let's just get
bookmarked.
Sued this episode. Yeah. Let's just grab every single audio.
Let's just play everything that ASCAP is going to remiss over the coals for.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
It was only the most popular song in the country for about 6 months solid.
This one, I never knew the name of the song. I knew the song, not the name.
I think they say the words almost immediately. It's fine. It's fine, man. So we're obviously knee deep in pop culture. Oh, they don't say it at the top of this part.
No,
they don't.
Okay, it is in the hook though.
Credit to me.
I don't know. You are on like 2 hours of sleep, so I give you no credit.
Hey, thanks for picking up the wings.
What?
The Red Bull.
Oh, yeah.
I'm starting to feel it. It's kicking. It's kicking in.
It's kind of freaking me out. Did you?
Well, it's mix, so something's kicking in.
So there are some mitigating effects to the Red Bull, is what you're saying.
So it's either this or the waka.
Or the high of being around your boys. Speaking on.
Anyway, back to Spotlight of the Item. Pick that up. It's a great movie.
Spider-Man, watch all the Marvel things. something that's not Marvel is Game of Thrones. We have interests outside of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. You won't be able to tell when you listen to the back half of the show. but we did have the preview episode of Game of Thrones.
I
the final
really
season.
Enjoyed it.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Are you taking the piss out of us right now?
No.
I can't even tell if you
how,
mess
how
around.
Do, how, why, does it, why do you guys not know my... I'm not being sarcastic. I enjoyed the show.
I mean, it really was a fun episode.
It was
though.
Fun. I think Mish just was very... she just thought... she was
very
spoiling
enthusiastic.
It. She was spoiling it for me.
Yes.
Right? But not
she has a tendency to do
that. Yeah, but but she felt bad about it, and I get it. But yeah. I was just like, I don't care. It's fine. Like I remember saying over and over, it's fine. Don't worry about it. I'm not offended.
You're worrying. You're worrying.
To be honest, I just had a great time, but I don't remember anything that, you know, the spoilers or whatever. Like I don't remember any of the plot points.
That's a great thing about alcohol.
But
yeah.
She was awesome.
Great job.
She'll be
great,
back.
Great job. I think she had great energy, and I would definitely love to have her back at some point.
Yeah, I think we'll do some reaction episodes. So that was a preview, obviously,
right.
But we may do some reactions. But we're just on the heels of the first episode. Jack, I think you talked about trying to get the Game of Thrones themed Oreo cookies.
Correct.
Yes.
It was. Ooh. I didn't try that hard.
No, you did
however.
Not.
I did.
Hence, you showed up. Did.
Man, I went everywhere.
You went balls deep.
And I'm still looking. That's why when you actually found it, I was like, where? How? Because I'm still going to every store and looking. I went to my local Safeway. Man.
Literally the closest grocery store to my house.
Maybe that nice Safeway.
No, it's a ghetto Safeway. This thing should have been imploded years ago, but somehow, some way, they don't have a deli, but they got Game of Thrones cookies.
Nice.
So I found them, and
I swear, that's the only place.
I guess we're going to try them here, but I don't want to spoil it for anybody. There's nothing different about these Oreos when you compare them to regular Oreos. It's the same damn thing. All they did was draw the Night King's face on a couple of them, and we're supposed to yank a short stand and pay extra for these.
You
these
did?
Special edition Oreos. Yes, I did.
Mission complete. They're happy. Yep, they made money off of you.
They win, so boys have at it. I was having some trouble with the wrapper.
Are they organized in a certain way, or are they totally random?
Is it like House of Stark, and then, you know,
like,
what's the other house?
It's like
okay, there are designs, not just one, not just the Night King. They have the White Walkers.
White Walker. Yeah.
White Walker. Jack, those are zombies. they got the House Stark, House Targaryen, and the House Lannister. Basically, your big wigs, your big boys. So I'll just go ahead and pass these guys down the line. If you guys want to grab four at a time, by all means, so you can see if you can get all four, collect them all.
Are they the thins, or are they normal size?
No, full-fledged.
No way. Why would they waste their time with the thins? Like with the,
everyone
I guess
likes
unlimited.
The thins now, no?
No. No. Are you kidding me?
Okay, maybe.
Why would
maybe
I go backwards?
Me.
Man.
Oh, one of them broke.
You know what's fun? Like, if it's a thin, could they actually even do the press into the cookie? Because you just go right through that sumbitch, would you not?
This packaging is really nice, though.
So the outside packaging of the cookie Oreo package is nice.
Yeah,
it's really nice. It's not your typical blue Oreo packaging. It's,
no,
it's like a nice gray, and then they have like the
good matte finish.
The matte finish on the gray, and they have all the house names on there, like Lannister, Stark. It's all scattered around, and then the big throne is in the middle with the Oreo on it.
Oreo throne.
Yeah, that's great.
I got four different ones. Are you kidding me?
How'd you pull that off?
I have the Night King, right? Is that the guy?
The face. Should
yeah,
be
the face.
I got that runs King. The place. Yes, it's AJ Styles
right,
on that
see.
Cookie.
What's this? I'm going to pull a random one out of here. What did I get? Oh, I got the face.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm guessing they just jam-packed the Night King up in that
Nobody
bitch.
Wants the Night King.
Why not?
That's a cool... It kind of looks like Black Panther.
You know... This would have been a great opportunity. I think Mish and I had a long discussion about this, and I don't know why. We have way too much time on our hands.
About what?
We were talking about the Game of Thrones cookies because, you know, it was a big deal because we're marks. And I couldn't fathom why they wouldn't want to take this opportunity to go, like, specialty flavors because that's all Oreo does now is specialty flavors. Did you take the cream off?
What the hell is that? Are you serious? What is happening right now?
I don't like the cream.
Oh, my. What?
I was going to curse, but I don't have a timer in front of me.
You don't like the cream?
What the hell is wrong with you?
You know, to be honest, I don't even like the cookie.
I'm going to pull the curtain back even more. I was pretty much saying we shouldn't taste these on the show, but Ice was the guy in the front of the bus saying, let's taste these sumbitches.
For some reason, I thought it was a special flavor. That's why.
I said several times.
He did say it.
There's nothing special about these cookies.
All right, I'm going to eat into the side that has the Night King's face on it.
You're just kind of hoping that
You never dunked an Oreo into milk?
Oh, no.
What?
I don't know what's happening right now. What is going on?
I don't
what is going on?
This kind of goes into the whole narrative that Ice is a weirdo.
What is happening? Okay, all right.
We'll
circle back.
At some point, possibly soon, we're going to go even deeper into the psyche of this monster.
Oreos? You don't like Oreos?
No.
Can I get the cookies back? I don't feel safe leaving them with you.
No, he's going to throw it in the
trash.
I'm
going to toss it. But...
I'm gonna toss it myself all over my keyboard because I'm sick to my stomach.
The reason why I really get really into all these special Oreos is because I'm still waiting for the Oreo that I totally love, right?
What?
So like your classics, I didn't really like it. I don't like the cream. The cookies is all right.
Ooh.
So
my ears hurt just from listening to this
guys,
nonsense.
These guys look so upset with
it's
me
just
right
a
now.
New level of scum.
I don't know what's happening
every time we record a show.
But and you may hate me even more. The one that I'm starting to come around to that I actually really like. You know, they have those special edition ones where they use like a graham cracker instead of the chocolate cracker.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Before you say anything else, if you say thin, I'm gonna beat the shit out
please
of you here on
the
show.
Well,
please don't say thin.
If they
please
make it in a thin, I would get the thin. But they don't. The cinnamon roll. They put the graham cracker on the outside, and there's like a, I don't know, what do they put? Like the cream cheese icing on the inside.
Okay.
It's not bad. I still don't
but
like
that's
the inside.
Still your favorite? More?
No. Well, I still scrape off the cream, so I just eat the graham cracker.
Why don't you just get graham crackers?
But I love graham crackers. I grew up on like the Barnum Bailey, like the animal crackers. Like
yes, you should only eat those. Stop wasting the Oreos on yourself. There's somebody else who will appreciate
it's
those
so
goddamn
great,
things. Meanwhile, the entire time he was saying that, my eyes were sucking into the back of my head. Jesus Christ.
I got a dragon with three heads. What is that?
That's what I wanted.
I'm going to say Targaryen.
Yeah.
Three dragons? There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, bet. Noodled it.
So what's the other one?
Mish will vindicate me.
It looks like some kind of dog or something.
Some kind of dog.
I don't know.
Wolf?
That would be a wolf.
A wolf. There it is.
That is Stark.
That is the symbol for House Stark.
Yeah. Iron Man. I got Iron Man. And then, stole. What is this? I don't know what this is. What the hell is this? It looks like it's got a mane. I think it's like a lion.
I think it's a dragon.
Another dragon?
No, I'm sorry. No, you're right. It's a lion. So that would represent House Lannister.
You did get it all. Nice.
Wow. Nice. Guy who doesn't watch the show got all of them. Good
well,
on you.
Well, I'm not going to ask Jack, but John, how generally, without getting too nerdy and too into like...
I can't possibly.
What did you think of the first the premiere?
It was a lot of fan service, I felt like. A lot of reunions for characters that hadn't been on screen together in a long time. And if you're kind of like a dyed-in-the-wool fan of the show, kind of like Mish, she's a way bigger fan than I am, obviously.
Obviously.
She marked out a lot more for those moments than I did. I thought they were cool. I mean, I appreciated them. I knew who all the characters were, and I knew what was going on, but it just kind of felt like this is a reunion episode. Everyone kind of clap hands. And it was fine. Honestly, not very much happened in the show in terms of events. And it was really just, knowing that there are only six episodes. I don't know. Okay, so they know they only have maybe...
Oh, six.
I don't know who... you actually listened to the guy who didn't watch the show and said, he said six. All right, I agree. That makes sense to me.
I will confirm. One second.
Okay, all I know is they have a very finite amount of time left to actually get into the nuts and bolts of the show. This was the only episode they could really dick around and kind of do the setup. So I think, okay, all the pieces are in place. We're going to go balls to the wall for about 5 or 6 weeks, give or take.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even like at the end of the episode when they have that like, next week on Game of Thrones, like a lot of shit goes down next week.
More happened in that than the entirety of the actual episode.
I know. It's insane.
It was a good setup.
But it was. I mean, like really thinking about it, they haven't been on air for a very long time.
I think 585 days was the
You counted?
Day. Oh,
my God.
It 2 years, yeah.
It was the internets that told me. So a variety of memes were shot in my face and chest and eyes and told me that they've been gone for that long. So, even though they've been gone for that long, I didn't get the set. It never feels like they're that far away because obviously my wife is probably watching them behind my back. I'll walk into a room and there's Jon Snow. So, you know, it doesn't seem like it was that long. But
so they probably just felt like because we've been gone for so long, let's use this episode just to remind everyone who's alive.
Let's milk
like,
the
tea. Let's put everyone in this episode that's alive and just have them walk into the room and wave. And there you go.
But it's like the moment at WrestleMania where they trot the Hall of Famers out after their after their induction. It was nice. Everyone gives their nice round of applause, like, big pop.
Let's get to it. Yes. Like let's get started.
Let's get on to the Brock Lesnar.
So it caught me off guard because like you know leading up to this season, everyone always talked about how long every episode is going to be and how this is going to be very cinematic and it's going to be like mini movies and all that. When this shit ended like in under an hour, I was like. Is that it? How did that end so soon?
They're going to give you the rest of your money later.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I looked it up. And it
checks
was like,
in the mail.
First episode was 54 minutes. Next episode is 58 minutes.
See, you got your money back already.
Episode 3 jumps to 82. Episode 4 is 78. And then 5 and 6 are 80 apiece.
You know what? I'm pretty sure that was kind of the guiding principle for how we're going to end up watching these shows. Like, Mish and her friends were doing the scheduling. Like, I want the long one for you. We're going to watch that one together. And the finale. So,
maybe after episode 3 would be a good time to have a reaction show. Just a
moment
just
to catch our breath.
It's like mid-season. Yeah. Like, right before, like, the shit's about to go down. I'm sure by then a lot of shit will go down.
The shit will be in the catapult and it will be in visual distance of the fan. Like they will be on a collision course.
So yeah,
I'm looking forward. Yeah, we can totally do that.
So maybe we'll do like a mid-season check-in.
A tentative date will be set.
But cool. Yeah. I mean, so
what did you think? Seeing all the reunions and you know and the setups that took place. I mean, did it hit the mark for you?
I think I was just happy that it was back. I wouldn't say I was like satisfied at the end of the show, but I think I was just happy to see the storylines come together and like and just kind of remind everyone and like see everyone's kind of like how the different houses are like Jack. I'm trying not to ruin it for you. So, but
ruin away.
No. So, but basically, I think it was nice. It was just nice to have it back and see the characters again, see the stories, and I'm excited. And especially after seeing the preview for next week, I think it's just gonna go up from here, like way up, like up.
It's gonna be like a rocket ship from this point forward, like in my pants. Stifler. Yes, awesome. Yep. Well, speaking of anticipation, we were in anticipation of Game of Thrones for God knows how long. I can't believe it went more than two. Was it more than 2 years? Going on two years, but without any Game of Thrones episodes. But we're just coming up on a year for Avengers Endgame. And I honestly, now that I sit back and think about it, it doesn't seem like it's been a year. Like
Has it really been a year?
It felt like it was going to be forever. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe we're going to have to wait an entire year for any type of closure on this story arc.
Was that last, like, literally, like, the first movie of the season?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I remember
it's like in April, right?
It was like a May 3rd drop, that's right, I think. That's right. And they decided to push it up a week because those damn Chinese, like, they just couldn't wait. I don't mean that in a racial sense. I'm just saying, like, they wanted to get ahead of any potential leak situation, piracy, what have you. So they bumped it up a week to kind of synchronize everybody's clocks. But we've reached the end of the finish line, or reached the finish line rather.
I remember it was like that's right, because they started last year with Black Panther, and that kind of led you into Infinity War.
Mm-hmm. Bombay.
Sorry.
<What? I don't laughs> Oh my God.
I don't know. So Black Panther kicked off.
But damn, man, I can't believe it. That's we're finally. This is it, man. This is like what phase are we in? What is this of
is
the
this
Marvel? Two?
Three. End
three.
Of three.
Phase three.
Three. End of three. Yes.
So I'm just going off, John. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
So we finally made it to the end of phase three. And this is like probably like the last of like all the major characters that you're going to see, right?
Yes.
Before they start transitioning into like the new era of like, you know, you'll probably see a little bit more of like Guardians. You'll see a little bit more of like
the
Captain
X-Men
Marvel.
Now.
Well, did you hear...
Here's the scuttlebutt.
Uh-oh, here it is.
Did you hear what came out about X-Men?
That none of the actors that were cast are going to be... Everyone in the X-Men who are cast as X-Men will not be in the new universe. From what I hear.
That's almost a foregone conclusion.
That's all I heard. That's a given.
But Ryan Reynolds is the only one that's going to like be cast as Deadpool. Oh, yeah, I mean, there's no one else.
He needs to
who
stay.
Else would be Deadpool, right?
No,
but other than that, that's all I know.
No,
So I
read this one article. Basically, they're saying, like, they were asking Feige about, like...
Feige.
About,
he's on a first last name basis.
I know, right?
Feige.
So it's like...
Last
know,
name only.
Right. Are we expected to see X-Men, you know, like, kind of revisited, like, rethought, reimagined, all that stuff? And he's like, you know, really, like... Yes, they're with this whole acquisition. They're super excited that they have the rights to play with the X-Men universe, but they're just like, we already planned out all the way to like phase five.
Oh wow,
it's a 5-year plan.
Yeah, and he was just like, you know, we can't just like just we already have the stories set up and how they're gonna interweave.
Wow,
and it's just like we can't just drop X-Men into that, but they will. See what we can do to make something happen, but they already have a lot of stuff sorted out and figured out that they're like real in reality you may not see X-Men again for like another like 5 to 10 years, man.
Okay. I think a lot of that is kind of posturing at this point because they said the same thing. They were probably would have said the same thing when Spider-Man became available. Like, oh, we have these stories all written out.
They got them right
and
away,
they
right?
They shoehorned that
so fast.
They
man.
Shoehorned that twink into that Civil War movie so quickly and put him right smack dab in the middle.
And he's been in every movie since.
By the way, first movie out of the shoot after Endgame. So, you know, really, I don't think they have any compunction. If things come together, they can find a way to shoehorn somebody... some character into a spinoff and make something happen here. So I get wanting to like tell a good story on the face of it so that, you know, there's not a lot of speculation. Doesn't take away from what's going to happen with Endgame, but everybody's thinking it. And again, they have the keys to the kingdom. They can do whatever they please at this point. So if it works out, if the actors fall into place, I think they'll find a way to make it work.
That's the only reason why I feel like this Endgame is extra long, is my guess is like at the end they're like, come on, let's do it. Let's squeeze in a couple extras.
No, my God.
No.
No?
No.
You don't think?
I don't think so. I think...
come on. There's got to be one nod to, like, the extras.
I think you're swinging.
Come on.
You're grasping.
Come on.
I think he's like, come on. You're living on a prayer, friend. Like, you're trying to sell me, like, a sports car. No, it's not happening. Man. I think the best thing you can hope for at this point is that you're going to get a Deadpool cameo.
Oh, I would take that.
It's so easy to make that work. The whole breaking the fourth wall bit, like that lends itself
Please.
To making him available. So
we need something.
Yes.
Something
to tendril about.
Yeah.
I completely agree.
And you know we're going to get it.
We'll get something. But I'm already kind of... I'm already pissed at just the fact that we're here. We talk about having to wait this entire year for the conclusion to the story.
Well, I only saw the movie a few months ago. So
yes.
I'm good.
Yes. Yeah, it was just like yesterday because it was yesterday.
Yes.
But, I mean, we wait this long, and we're already beset with the possibility of spoilers. The movie is a week away from the time we're speaking into these microphones.
Yeah.
But the directors for Endgame and Infinity War have come out, the Russo brothers, and said, we're going to need you to not spoil this. And that's actually a plea from them that they've dropped on Instagram and Twitter, yeah. Just imploring fans who may or may not have access to the actual ending of the film.
Really? Yeah.
To not ruin it. Like, I don't know what the international schedule is as far as releasing this movie, but...
It was very sincere, too. It was just like, you know,
they had to do the same thing last time!
Yeah.
And we're here, like, a year later, and they're doing the same goddamn thing. And I kind of beat this drum on a variety of different topics, but I'm sick to death of spoilers and fan theories, and the fact that this has to be said a week before the movie comes out is just infuriating. And I don't know if it sticks in your craw the way that it does me, but I'm almost apoplectic. Like, it doesn't feel like I need to be invested in these things the way that I am, because there's always going to be a chance that somebody ruins it somehow.
All the
time. Even carelessly.
That's the only reason why I'm like, we need to watch it on, like, minute one.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we don't, someone's going to fuck shit up for us, man.
Write that down.
So
no, I agree.
So it's like, I really don't want to take the chance on this movie. Like, this one, we need to be there. Because I can guarantee you, the morning, Friday morning... next week, oh, dude, man. It's going to be headlines
galore. Dude, man,
galore.
Bro, yeah.
It's going to be spoilers on every feed. There's going to be photos somehow. There's going to be, I don't know, man.
Something on IG.
Photos?
I'm telling you.
There's going to be an errant comment somewhere. That's how I learned.
Everywhere.
Yeah,
everywhere.
It's going to be everywhere.
The IGN.com Twitter feed is going to have their initial reaction like 4 hours before the movie comes out. Like, come on, bro.
Stupid, like, hashtag, or are you going to... Like, I dude, man. Like, you know, we've kind of talked about this, but, like, you know, I collect Funko Pops.
Nuh-uh. Get out.
I've been even avoiding my Funko feed because...
You mean vinyls?
Because...
So weird.
Such an asshole. But, like, I just don't want to... Because sometimes, like, Funko gets like the little lead time to create all these figures and
funkin' ass bitch.
So sometimes they give away little tidbits to the movie by seeing like the character the characters that they're making, because they're only gonna make like the main characters, and you're gonna see like the costumes, which the costumes can give away certain plots of the story.
I'm so Rick about seeing the costumes for Endgame already.
So I haven't seen anything, but so I've been avoiding all, like, I don't want to see any merch. I don't want to see any toys.
The prevailing theory is that.
So, yeah. So that's why I'm just like, I can't wait anymore. So I need to, like, I'm super excited that we get to see it minute one. And on
together.
Thursday. Yep.
Okay, so... I don't know if we mentioned this outright, but we have tickets for night one Thursday, even though the film releases on a Friday. But we're going to drag Ice's bones out. Give him
you know
I'm
going to fall asleep.
Double espresso. Oh. He's going to fall asleep when Thor swings Stormbreaker through Iron Man's face by accident. And we're just going to, like, be like elbowing him in the side of his ear. It's going to be great. But yeah, we're going to be watching a 9:30. 33D Shoei. Not our 3D. First choice. Oh, not our first choice.
I forgot.
Yeah, that was kind of the heat of the moment, trying to get everybody on the same page and beat the clock and the goddamn countdown clock to beat the 20-minute window to purchase our tickets. Like, it was just a shit show. But be that as it may, we got tickets for the first evening. So we have mitigated. We've done all we can do outside of, I don't know, blocking the entire internet. Which I guess we need.
Pretty much. I don't even check any of those accounts. I'm not, if it's like, oh, hey, there's a fan theory out there, I just completely avoid it. There's nothing that interests me. I just want to watch the movie.
For whatever reason, they've been like on this, like Marvel's been on this push. I mean, they kind of have to. They're promoting a movie, but it's been like nonstop. Like,
yeah, it's been.
There's like a new trailer every single freaking day.
I don't even watch those.
They released a new trailer.
I don't even watch it.
Within the last week.
I don't either.
The limey hell are they doing?
It's like, who wants to watch a brand new trailer like a week out?
They just sold $1 billion in pre-sales.
You don't need to release anything.
Kevin Feige, Ice's friend, please stop.
Come on, Feige.
Trying to sell us. You have our money already. Like, I can't take it. Like, are you guys taking extreme measures? Like, I've actually utilized the Twitter feature to mute certain words.
You can do that? You can mute words?
Yes.
Oh, that's
I did
nice.
That in the run-up to Star Wars. I did that in the run-up to Captain Marvel. And really, there wasn't anything earth-shattering in Captain Marvel, but the fact that something that could have played into the end game story, like, really just kind of put me on edge, and I went ahead and went the extra mile. So are you guys taking extreme measures in any respect?
Not that far, but
That's just me. Well, I'm a dickhead.
I mean, the most extreme thing I'm doing is just like I'm ignoring a lot of the people that I follow, like toys, like
me,
media, like any, like thank I you. Have like if you use like Apple News on your phone, you can subscribe to certain topics and stuff. So now I'm like skipping all the anything related to like entertainment. So I've been like out of the we're watching the Caps game and that just like caught me off guard.
I think that's Horn Guy.
Yeah, that was a fan.
Like, holy crap.
Anyways.
That's diehard.
That's right extreme. There, that guy's blocked a few things on Twitter himself.
Yeah, so like I've just like I've been avoiding anything related to like entertainment and media and stuff. Just like, come on, one more week, man. I'm just counting down in my head. Like, I just gotta make it one more week, and it'll be fine. And then I can go back and watch all my crap again.
Going back to CinemaScore.com.
CinemaScore.
Actually, wait, CinemaBlend.
Mr. Skins.
Oh, that too.
That's Skin. It's Mr. Skin.
Sorry.
How dare you?
Mr. Hit and Skin. That's the site Ice is on.
I'm on Skins.
All right, so we've delved into the spoiler aspect of it. Are we actually prepared for this thing, the actual film itself?
I'm not.
And I say that. It's 3 hours. It's legitimately 3 hours. And the Russo brothers who directed this have gone on record and said, we don't make movies for the sake of making them long. So when we make it 3 hours, it's going to be an action-packed 3 hours. I don't know if it's posturing, but they're saying there's really no opportunity for a pee break. So is that daunting to you? Are we going to have to, like, I'm prepared to go alcohol free for this. Like, it's
I can't
in this modern day and age. That's almost unheard of.
It's
but,
so late. You're gonna pass out.
Yeah, that
doesn't that keep you awake?
You're stacking the deck against yourself. I really don't understand what
it's
you're
a depressant, man.
Yeah.
How about soda instead?
That's fine.
But then you have to pee from drinking
soda. But then I still have
to. Yeah, exactly.
You know what? Don't drink anything.
This, not even water.
Yeah. Then what are you doing?
Just go raw.
Yeah, raw dog it. Come on, man. Oh, God. Sometimes you need a slump buster. Come on. You got to get off the horse. God. Jack, are you... how are you with long films?
I'm fine. Like, I think I can... I will get a drink. I just won't drink all of it. Because most sodas are pretty big there. So yeah. I won't...
Earthy. Like,
yeah.
What?
Earthy? I don't know. I guess I agree.
I've never had a girthy soda. If I do...
Oh, he said
girthy.
What are you talking about? We need to put this ass to bed.
You guys are talking about like things.
Soda. We're talking about soda and drinks.
Oh my God.
Sorry. sorry. This is the Red Bull.
This is like weeks on end of Ice just spiraling out of control for one reason or another. Either he's Captain Horndog or this week he's just completely sleep deprived.
Just bring me Endgame. Yes. I'm ready. You know what? You guys can do what you
bring
want.
Bring me Thanos!
I'm going to have a drink. I'm going to have snacks ready. I'm going to have plenty of sugar, and I'm hoping that works.
Nah, you're going to crash.
I need things to keep me like busy. I need like things to... Like keep me like moving, so I'm gonna like get popcorn that I can always like grab, and
that's never stopped you before. I don't understand. This is strategy now.
You've tried every trick in the book. Yeah. Nothing seems to work. Not even the most exciting film on planet. So I guess we'll see.
You're gonna have to watch it again.
That might be the film within the film. Seeing what happens to Ice as we get to hour one.
Who's sitting next to him?
15 minutes.
It ain't gonna be me. It's gonna be Bryce. gonna put a red hot poker in his hand. Make sure nothing.
Happens. Just hit me if I start snoring, because that's disrespectful.
God,
it's just. I can't wait. I honestly can't wait. I don't care if the flash goes off in the theater when I snap that picture. This has to go down in show lore as
you're gonna make a show card.
Exactly. Ice falling asleep in the best movie of all time. All right.
All right. That's motivation right there. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna power through. I can make it.
Okay, bro. Are you guys actually gonna watch anything? So there's already. The maniacs are out there that have watched the 20 some odd films in order. Like that would, I guess that will have had to start a month ago or 3 or 4 weeks ago to do like a movie a day. But I think the Russo brothers have come out and said you only need to watch 2 movies at this point, which is.
Let me see. Let me guess. In Infinity War, right?
That's almost kind of a given.
And Captain Marvel.
I actually feel like it's not Captain Marvel because we...
You may want to just forget everything that happens in that movie. Because it's not aging well in old AJ's head.
I'm glad I didn't even see it.
You've not seen it?
No, I've not.
You're not missing anything.
No. Great.
Even the explanation on his goddamn eye, not even worth a 2-hour endeavor.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I guess the other thing, because it's not Captain Marvel, it's not Black Panther, because... Those focus on those characters specifically, so it has to be like the Avengers movie.
Civil War,
right?
Ding 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 ding.
Yeah.
Ding, ding. If I had my board, I could hit the dinger on the thing. Yes. So the Russos obviously they refer fans to go back to watch the 2 movies they directed.
The two Avengers movies.
Yeah. Well, Captain America was not an Avenger movie. Technically, it was basically an Avenger movie, but
yeah, basically.
Yes. But I think the rationale in highlighting those 2 movies is that you see the fractured nature of the team and where it is going into Infinity War and then now into Endgame. So I think that's their point of view. But have you guys taken the position to watch anything else on your own as far as homework and getting your mind right?
No.
That does not surprise me in the least. Just going to make that clear. If you watch Ragnarok, I'm going to kill you.
It happened right before Avengers. Infinity War.
I guess
a mysterious copy of Captain Marvel kind of was accessible.
Showed up on your doorstep.
So then I thought I'd give it a rewatch.
Did you throw it back just in like the general darkness from whence it came?
Yeah, the quality of it wasn't that great.
It was
so
wanting,
like,
sure.
It was just like I just couldn't really pay close attention to it. But then too,
is Brie Larson that bad looking?
But then after rewatching, I was just like, yeah, that this movie doesn't do much for Endgame.
It actually, I think it moves the dial back. It actually regresses the story somewhat for me.
Wow.
Yeah. Painful to say.
Interesting words.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, this doesn't ruin anything, but then you know she's going to play, like, a big part in this next movie. So, like, So I was like.
Spoiler alert. She was actually the hammer that Thor was wielding at the end of Infinity War. Her nickname is Stormbreaker.
So I'm like, all right, let's go back and rewatch that, because you know there's going to be, like, Easter eggs or something in there that's going to, like, help, like, kind of. Figure out like where Endgame's gonna go,
and it is Easter weekend.
Yeah, I don't know. It didn't do much for me even the second go round. I mean, I'm not gonna say it's a bad movie.
Sounds like it.
I enjoyed it, but I'm not gonna say it's one of my top 5.
It's inoffensive if we're calling it anything.
Yeah.
I'm good.
All right, good call. You're
you've seen it, right?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, you.
What?
I'm not going to ask John.
There was like
I know John Cena. What?
Like, we just talked about this. This is his reboot.
This is his Oscar moment.
This is his reboot. I just said I did not watch it. I said I haven't seen it yet. And John was like, are you sure?
Are you going to watch it?
No. I'm not going to watch it.
Are you just going to keep rolling past the main story here, the fact that you completely checked
you
out?
You completely checked out, man. I said I didn't watch it.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
You are having an Oscar
He says,
moment.
Okay, so let's call
You're
back
You're
right
our
now.
Oscar.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We're going to call back right now. He doesn't like Oreos.
Write that down.
He doesn't like Oreos, and
he wanted to try the Oreos.
Out. Yes, and he wanted to try these Oreos, and then he just checked out after I just said I had not seen the movie.
His hard drive rebooted.
John just asked me whether I'm going to go watch it. And I said no.
Hey, sick of
my God.
Sick of duck, man.
There is another Red Bull in that cooler. Just watch it now.
I'm probably going to reach for that.
You're going to need that very soon. Okay,
please.
All right, so we're.
I thought he was. I literally thought he was talking to you.
He might as well have been talking to
you. I think we watched it on the same night.
Right.
What?
No.
Never mind.
Moving on. All right. I don't know how we put a wet blanket on Avengers Endgame.
No.
We found a way.
Tune in.
Next week. Are we going to do a recap for Endgame?
Yeah, of course.
I would like to. I'm not sure how we're going to squeeze it in, but I would like to somehow.
I don't want to do it like the Friday after. I mean, I'll leave that to you guys to decide because I just don't want to be too eager and wanting to drop our reactions to this and then not giving people the opportunity to go out and see it themselves because even though we're marks, mm-hmm. you know, we may be we're not the exception. Like millions of people are going to go watch it, but I don't want to jump the shark here and do our reaction take and not give anybody a chance to go watch it themselves. So,
well, let's put it this way. Follow us on social media, Twitter, Instagram. And when we decide to put out the review episode of Endgame, we'll post it there. So you'll know when we're ready.
Okay.
So, but
just writing pencil plan here. We could sketch this out to say we do the episode very quick after the movie, but release it at our own discretion to give people time to breathe.
Oh yeah, I mean, I mean that's how we would post it. We would put some insane amount of asterisks, exclamation points, just like spoiler alert. Do not
all
listen
spoilers.
To this if you haven't seen the movie.
Yep. A very Mish style broadcast.
So we'll put in the title. We'll put in the audio.
Hey babe.
We'll give them opportunities to check out, but if they decide to bypass it, that's their problem.
We do need like a spoiler alarm, something of that to that effect.
One of those.
Find that. Put it on the board. Okay. So you kind of spoiled Endgame for us in our excitement, but I know there's something that there is no spoiling for you, and that is what happened this past weekend.
It was a great Sunday, man.
Can I? Okay, so on top of the game... Jack just couldn't help himself. The Game of Thrones thing was kind of what everybody was really kind of, I guess by and large, were putting their focus on. But the Masters, were you watching the entire week? Like, because I had the opportunity, I was working from home, and I got the chance to watch every single round. And
wow.
So I had made plans. They had a weather emergency. Mm-hmm. They were expecting bad weather on Sunday afternoon for the entire week. So they had a contingency plan in place, and it was almost prophetic because the weather eventually came through, so it was great that they followed through on the plan. But they started the final round of the Masters at 9 o'clock or 7 o'clock in the morning, and they had the final group tee off at 9, and it was a day long just viewing a putt fest. Like I was just I was standing, I wasn't sitting most of the time, but I was. Watching Tiger from 9 o'clock on in, and it's been so long since I've seen a Tiger triumph of that magnitude, and you can probably get it by the way that my voice is starting to shake that we're
shake.
Tiger marks and I don't know, man. I've switched to my serious voice.
Hashtag did John cry?
Yeah, did John cry?
Are you doing that again?
Well, I mean, I think this situation calls for it.
Okay. Prognosticate. Well, if you had to put your money on it, did I cry?
John cried.
Okay.
John had to cry.
A little too eager.
He cried. He cried.
I didn't
cry. Mortal lock.
This can be splitting hairs. I did tear up.
if my eyes got misty,
I definitely teared up, and
I'm not as sensitive as you to these things, like, you definitely cried.
No, you're a pervert, but you're definitely not as sensitive as I am. But no, the final shot, you know, at this rate, oh. I think everybody has seen that final shot. Well, I say final shot, I mean the image of him coming off the 18th green after sinking the putt to win the tournament.
That was a touching moment.
And yeah. he picks up his son, yeah. Charlie, and then they start with the narrative, oh, by the way, he hugged his dad in the same exact spot when he was 21.
Did you see when they showed it back to back?
Oh, sweet mercy.
That's what got me.
Yeah. That was poetic in how they had that scripted out, and they probably had that queued up for and were just waiting for. Yeah,
and it was almost like the same angle too. Like they were like at the same spot, and it was just so perfect. Yeah, that whole moment was perfect.
Where were you watching?
Oh my God, where wasn't I watching?
What?
It's on. So on Sunday, it's tough. You know when you know. Back in the day when I didn't have kids, that's all I did. Like when Tiger was down to the
you should have less kids.
To the Sunday rounds, wearing his Sunday reds. Like I'm glued to the TV. I try to do nothing except watch Tiger. Now with kids, it's kind of difficult. But with the beauty of technology, no matter where I went, I had TV.
The internet.
I had the internet in my pocket, man.
Word.
Big
money.
I had it on my phone, so as we're leaving the house, we actually left the house right as he teed off, so I turned on my phone, so I got to see him tee off. We went to the Thai temple in the morning to get some food.
Oh,
so,
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
I forgot.
So
I'm an ass.
So I watched Tiger all the way to the temple. Once I got to the temple, I parked. I didn't have it on, but once I was waiting in line at the vendors at Golf One while I was waiting in line. Once we left, had it back on, driving to lunch.
This is an adventure, by the way.
Yeah, I know. And then at lunch, luckily, we went to a place that had Tiger on TV.
Nice.
So I got to watch it on like, I just jumped between devices to locations, but I felt like there was maybe, like, within switching from screens, I had, like, maybe, like, a five-minute delay between the two. So,
did
like,
you really think you missed anything in that five-minute delay?
I don't think so. I may have. I don't know because I didn't see it. But but overall, I saw basically his entire final round, and it was beautiful, man. It brought me back, and I remember I watched the one that he won his very first Masters with my dad, and
God, here we go. Oh,
and I think that's. What like I remember that moment. It was like my brother, my dad, and I. We all watched that first time that he won the Masters together, and then I don't know. Coming back around now, I have kids. I see he has kids, and I was just it was getting misty.
Oh my God, you're Tiger Woods.
Except I'm not that good. But
I had no idea.
But that's where it hit me because it was just like it's like it's that flipping, and now you're the dad. It's like this beautiful moment.
Are you about to cry? Son of a bitch.
That shit was... It hit me. It hit me a little hard.
You got to curse when you're about to cry.
But it was like... I was so happy, man. I was like... It was such a great day for sports. It was such a great day for golf. It was such a great day for Tiger. It's like... there's not many athletes across all sports that has the effect that Tiger has, man. Like, I just don't...
Name one.
Jordan.
Okay.
Like
if you
Jordan,
said Kobe, I was gonna kick you out of here.
Yeah, Kobe doesn't have that effect, but what athlete comes to mind that has that effect where no matter what sport you play, you like they just have that like that charismatic nature that pulls you in, like you just root for them, like no matter what they do outside of the sport, like you root for them.
Can you imagine if he wasn't an asshole, how big of like a superstar he would be, how much bigger he would be?
Yeah.
He's already freaking huge. He's such a dick.
But
he's an asshole.
But people still root for him.
That's what I'm saying. Like he's been an asshole. He's probably better now than he's ever been in terms of being personable and likable. But he's still kind of a prick. And yet somehow
what do you mean kind of?
He's okay, so now he's a prick, but you can tell he's human. Before he was just a prick who may or may not be human. So
he laughs, he jokes every now and then. You're just like, whoa. Oh,
you know, I sent Issa a little clip, but it seemed like kind of a candid moment where it's him and a bunch of other millionaires. But they're hanging out, they're on the golf course, and they're messing with this new club, and they're hitting goofy shots with it, and Tiger's busting balls and like shit dicking around. It's the coolest damn thing I've ever seen. Seriously. And all they did was swing the club around. It was great to watch, and it that's something that I don't think I ever would have seen when Tiger was at the peak of his power. Now, 20 odd years later, and he's kind of a shell of himself physically, but he's recovered to a point where, you know, he can play golf again, and he has an appreciation for it. And it's put him in a different space in terms of fan reaction. So I think that there's something to what we're seeing in this Tiger now. It's not the same old Tiger.
Yeah, I mean, it is very clear. You see it even after his round. The amount of tweets that he got, the people that lined up waited for him before he went in to you know, to get his green jacket. It was just everyone was there.
You need to talk
up
about the jacket, by the way.
Everyone was there lined up to congratulate him, to give him dap, props, all that stuff. And I'm like, that's awesome, man, to see other golfers like having that, showing that kind of respect for the GOAT, man.
You put respect on his name.
Damn right.
Jack, what did you watch?
None of it.
I didn't watch any of it. I was out, but I didn't
you
watch
you were
any.
The asshole who said they didn't watch the show or the
I watched
attorney.
None of it.
None of it.
None of it. Well, then.
Oh, I mean, like,
glad we solved that puzzle.
Well, right, but I mean, everyone... I saw the tweets. I mean, the amount of ass kicking that kissing that happened after his round, after he won the Masters, was just insane. Everybody talked about a comeback story. Now, granted, he hadn't won a major event in many
11 years,
right? I mean, but he's the greatest of all time.
14 since his last Masters.
Correct. But I mean, I root for greatness, right? I think obviously he's the greatest of all time. And I think he'll catch Nicklaus's.
That
record
may be going a bit too far.
I think he will.
Yeah, coming from a guy who didn't watch.
I think he'll do it. Right.
I think he will.
I think this is just like the start of maybe some momentum.
The run.
Yeah, because you can see it in his past performances up until this point that he was primed for a run. But isn't this the first time he's ever come back in a major championship? Like, this is not. He's usually in his prime. He was usually the one setting the pace. So everyone's chasing him. So this is the first time he's ever come back to win.
I don't think that was a storyline that they really.
No, but I mean, isn't that the stat? Though?
That's right. Like, I think you're right. I mean, yeah. I can't think of another situation where he's come back,
right? He's come close, but he's never come back.
He's always come back, and he's like within a stroke back of the lead.
But he's never won.
He ties with the lead, but then someone just always like plays one notch better.
Exactly.
And he'll finish second, third, something like that.
Right.
God damn Francesco Molinari.
Oh, that dude, man.
He can eat my bag. What?
That's aggressive.
Well, you know, I only say that because he's been at the crux of Tiger's most recent miss.
What was that last major?
British.
Oh,
at the British.
That's what it was.
I watched that live, too.
I did, too.
Yeah, so Francesco Molinari, who is in the final grouping with Tiger this year at the Masters, was with Tiger, playing against Tiger at the British Open when Tiger made the huge charge on Sunday at Carnoustie to get within strokes of sealing. I think he had the lead at like after the front nine.
Yep.
And that was it. Everyone was just primed and ready to rock at that point. This Italian dude who just will never bogey, even if you had a gun to his head, like he was just unflinched. And it was actually weird to see him kind of flinch in this instance against Tiger going in that final.
That guy
weekend.
Is like the thing.
He was a machine.
The thing that's so annoying about Molinari is just like he's one of those players that is like he's not like superstar material, but he's rock solid golfer, man. He's just like he does all the things he needs to do at
he's
the right time.
He's a par machine.
He's a par machine.
My God. He'll hit it in the brush. He was hitting off pine needles. It didn't matter. He'd make a par and he'd move on like nothing happened. It was incredible to watch. And then he lost his mind for a few seconds and wound up losing the tournament. But that doesn't take anything away from what Tiger did. He actually Tiger won the tournament legitimately. and then that's when the music died. everyone decided to watch the hockey game, which is on here.
That was a close stretch. Right,
really great to look down the table and see both my co-hosts just staring up at the screen. All right. Well, I think we've actually hit our time, have we not?
I think so.
We got a few minutes.
I don't know, man. We have the opportunity. We can stretch this evening if you like, if you can stay awake. But you want to put a bow on this Tiger thing? Okay, so Jack is of the opinion that Tiger is prime for a run.
Yes, but I don't think I think the praise heaped on him, like it's a comeback story. Like, come on, man.
You're being a dick.
Come on, man.
You're being a dick. Okay, he's
the greatest golfer of his generation, right?
Have you seen, like, all right, so this is
his,
where...
His issues were off the course. Those were of his own doing, right?
All right. No. You're completely driving right past the main point, which is his physical health. So.
Well, because he thought he was a freaking Navy SEAL. No. Like, do you know that's how he got injured?
Do you think that caused him to have all the
and then the painkillers? The painkillers.
Yes, because he has back issues.
Yeah, because he doesn't know how to train. He trained. He overtrained with the Navy SEALs, thinking that he wanted to be like his dad. And so that's what I hear. He overtrained with like buds. He was doing like Navy SEAL buds training, and it tweaked his back. Right? Am I right? Or am I wrong?
You're wrong.
No, it was a lifetime of swinging the club at a velocity that nobody else in his sport does. Like, and he was probably the first of that generation of next level physical specimens playing golf.
And he was squatting and he's lifting heavy.
Yes, it made him better. It definitely made him better. It put him a step above, but. Take the rigors and the wear and tear of being on the course and everything you do for the sport itself, and then you throw on the intense training, and that put an incredible strain on his body.
Yeah,
so
of course.
That's the real comeback story.
And just watch the highlights of Tiger Woods. You'll see this guy swings way different than like back in the day when he was young and healthy and fit. Like the way that he swings that club, man, that's like way different. And that's what separated him. That's why they extended courses. That's why they had to like Tiger proof all these tournaments.
I hope he breaks Nicklaus's record. That's all. I think all the praise on top of it was just. I mean, I saw people I follow that were tweeting about golf, and they don't ever tweet about golf. But that's just also that's a testament to his drawing power. Because if he's in contention on a Sunday in his Sunday red, whatever that's called. People will watch.
What a horse's ass. You're such a dill.
Look, I'll put it this
way. Did you see the commercial, though?
Huh?
That commercial afterward?
The Nike
commercial?
Yeah.
It's great.
It's pretty good.
I mean, I like that. Other than that, I didn't watch anything.
So put it this way. I mean, so have you played golf?
What?
Have you played golf?
Yes.
You actually been out on the course, play 18?
Oh, yeah.
No.
He took my driver and flung the driver head.
That doesn't count.
Oh, okay. That doesn't count then. Okay, no.
Look. Golf, I think the way that he played on the physical side, just thinking as an athlete, the dude was a beast. He was swinging, doing some crazy
shots.
Every
time he swung, it stunk like sex.
He was like twerking his spine.
I'm gonna beat the shit
out
of you right here, right now.
It's not a game, right? Like a hobby or something?
No,
like,
man.
There's physical.
They're all hobbyists. Yes,
like I kind of think about golf like in the same stratosphere as poker, like because these guys are like
exactly what you're going to say.
You're so
predictable, you horse's ass son of a
such an asshole. So there's the physical aspect. He is.
I don't know who is the bigger villain today. I see you.
I'm trying to get there.
Nope. So he's a
full heel turn.
He's a gifted athlete on the
I don't take
course.
That away from him. I will not. I will never take that away.
You take something away.
On the flip side, as a golfer, the sport of golf is very much mental.
Of course.
It's like, in addition to just having the physical skills of knowing how to swing properly, you really overthink and it's a mental game. I strongly feel the main reason why Tiger won on Sunday was it's all
this
mental.
Is your fault, Jack.
Like he
you hit him where he lives.
I know. Dude, he had the experience of playing at these key moments and living up to these. And he, dude, did you see the leaderboard on Sunday and how much that shit was like changing and like there was like different names going up the board, it down the board, up the board, down the board.
I'll call that the Tiger effect. It was almost like you saw guys swirling around at the bottom of a whirlpool. Like the names, oh, yeah. Like they like saw the Tiger and they just started to circle the drain a bit. Yeah. So Molinari was able to kind of escape the orbit for a bit, but then he got immune to it. He was no longer immune. All of a sudden, like the knees start knocking. Tony Finau starts to plunk one in the water. Like the guys felt the nerves, and that's kind of been Tiger's hallmark for years, is that he gets in people's heads, and he wasn't even doing anything crazy at that point. He wasn't like hitting like 50 footers to sink a putt. No, he was steady as a rock, just cruising along, and it was all because he knew how to play Augusta, and he knew how he could use his body to get there. And it was the combination of experience and him knowing how to use his newly formed spine, which they had to rebuild with spinal fusion, you son of a bitch. That's why it's a comeback story.
I know.
So it's almost impossible that he's gotten back to the level he's playing at.
So that's why I totally agree. That's why it's the greatest comeback story, because...
You got any Red Bull?
Like, in addition to just, like, him losing the physical nature of remembering how to play golf, he lost it mentally. I mean, he got it back finally. The whole cheating scandal, like, you know, going through the divorce, this whole, like, you know, figuring out, like, the custody of the kids, and then the whole, like, surgery on the back.
He's really into
it. Dude, man.
Balls deep into his personal life.
There is so much that this motherfucker dealt with.
That's of his own doing, man. Like, are you serious?
He fired his swing coaches. He relearned to swing on his own. And it's like, dude, take all of that, and he came back and competed with these young fellas, man. These guys who are... driving like 400 yards down.
It's that young stuff, man.
This old man is competing with this, and he's making an impact, and that's why it's one of the greatest comeback stories. People overlook all the little details of it.
People meaning Jack.
Yeah, people like you and the rest of the Twitter trolls, man.
I didn't troll anyone. Who did I troll? I just read tweets, and I'm seeing tweets from
people. That's right. All you did was read tweets, and you didn't watch the tournament.
I didn't watch the tournament at all. I just knew, oh, hey, he won.
Look,
great.
From one goal to another, even Jordan came out today, and he was just today? Like, dude. Like,
he waited 4 days.
Well, you know that's his idol, right? They're best buds.
Yeah. But he was just like, that's... Like he's like everyone likes to say, like he had a great comeback story when he went to baseball and came back and all that stuff. He was like, Tiger Woods, that's the best comeback story, you know, just from everything he had to deal with and all that stuff. But
agreed, excelsior.
Stop hating on Tiger, man.
Okay,
Tiger Woods, y'all.
Let's not resort to the word hating. Okay,
hating.
You're above that. You're better than that.
No, he's not.
No,
I'm not. I need
hate
you.
He's not. You hate it.
He's not.
I was really hoping you were. All right, well, we're going to go out on a low note. Might as well just pull the plug now.
Just do it.
Thanks for listening, guys. Our Masters talk will continue. We may or may not... you guys feel like doing another show, right?
Sure.
I'll get the Red Bull. All right.
Yeah. Hey,
we might have some more interesting stuff to follow here. I think we need to do a character study. I think we've talked enough on the interests of the host of the show. I think we need to delve into the psyche of one particular individual who may have just gone off on the deep end on a Tiger tangent, and who knows?
Yep. I'm going to get some vodka.
You should. All right. Well, we'll see you guys next week.
Peace.
Adios.